This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for NexCMIV, active ingredient, esomeprazole sodium. This leaflet provides important information about using NexCMIV. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using NexCMIV. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using NexCMIV? NexCMIV contains the active ingredient esomeprazole sodium. NexCMIV is a type of medicine called a proton pump inhibitor. NexCMIV works by decreasing the amount of acid made by the stomach to give relief of symptoms and allow healing to take place. This does not stop food being digested in the normal way. Reflux esophagitis. NexCMIV is used to treat reflux esophagitis or reflux disease in the short term. This can be caused by washing back, reflux of food and acid from the stomach into the food pipe, esophagus. Reflux can cause a burning sensation in the chest rising up to the throat, also known as heartburn. Bleeding peptic ulcers. Peptic ulcers are ulcers in the stomach, or duodenum, tube bleeding out from the stomach. When these ulcers become severe enough, they start to bleed. In adults, NexCMIV can be injected into your veins to treat these bleeding ulcers. Treatment with NexCMIV should be followed with other therapy to reduce the amount of acid made by the stomach. This is to help your ulcer or ulcers to heal. Upper gastrointestinal symptoms associated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs therapy. In adults, if you are unable to eat or drink, NexCMIV may be given to treat the symptoms of pain or discomfort in the stomach caused by NSAIDs, medicines used to treat pain or inflammation. NexCMIV may also be used to help and prevent ulcers caused by NSAIDs. What should I know before I use NexCMIV? Warnings. Do not use NexCMIV if you have allergies to esomeprazole sodium or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have allergies to any medicines containing a proton pump inhibitor. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, difficulty in breathing, hay fever, feeling faint. Do not use NexCMIV if you are taking atazanavir or cilostazol. Please check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking these medicines. These medicines will be affected by NexCMIV. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Any other medical conditions, e.g. liver disease. Been diagnosed with osteoporosis. Ever had a skin reaction after treatment with a medicine similar to NexCMIV that reduces stomach acid? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not use NexCMIV if you are pregnant or breastfeeding unless your doctor says so. Ask your doctor about the risks and benefits involved. It is not known if it is safe for you to be given NexCMIV while you are pregnant. It may affect your baby. It is not known if your baby can take in NexCMIV from breast milk if you are breastfeeding. Children younger than 1 year. NexCMIV is not approved for use in children less than 1 year of age. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Do not use NexCMIV if you are taking the following medicines. Atazanavir and nelfinavir-medicines used to treat human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Cilostazol, a medicine used to treat intermittent claudication. Some medicines may interfere with NexCMIV and affect how it works. These include phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Warfarin and clopidogrel, medicines used to prevent blood clots. Diazepam, a medicine used to treat anxiety and some other conditions. ketoconazole, itraconazole and voriconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Citalopram, clomipramine and imipramine, medicines used to treat depression. St. John's wort, a herbal remedy used to treat mood disorders. Clarithromycin, erythromycin and rifampicin, medicines used to treat bacterial infections. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart conditions. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some types of cancer. Tacrolimus and mycophenolate mofetil, medicines used to assist in organ transplants. Erlotinib, or related medicines used to treat cancer. These medicines may be affected by Nexium IV, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor can tell you what to do, if you are taking any other medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while you are being given Nexium IV. If you have not told your doctor about any of these things, tell them before you are given Nexium IV. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Nexium IV. How was Nexium IV given to you? How you are given Nexium IV? Nexium IV can be either injected into a vein over a period of at least 3 minutes for adults, or injected slowly over a period of 10 to 30 minutes in either adults or children. This is called an intravenous infusion. In adults, Nexium IV can be infused slowly over a longer period of 3 days. The dosage and the period of time over which it is given will depend on your condition. Your doctor will have had experience injecting Nexium IV and will choose the best dose for you. They will be willing to discuss this decision with you. In most patients, Nexium IV relieves symptoms rapidly, and it will be replaced with oral treatment as soon as you are well enough to swallow. If you miss an appointment to get Nexium IV, call your doctor right away to reschedule your appointment. It is very important that you do not miss a dose of this medicine. If you stop receiving Nexium IV, do not stop treatment with Nexium IV unless you have discussed this with your doctor. If you have any further questions about your treatment, ask your doctor. What should I know while using Nexium IV? Things you should do. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being given Nexium IV. Call your doctor straight away if you have a serious allergic reaction to Nexium IV. Symptoms may include swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Nexium IV. Things you should not do. Do not stop using Nexium IV suddenly unless you have discussed this with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Nexium IV affects you. Looking after your medicine. Nexium IV will be stored by your doctor or pharmacist under the recommended conditions. It should be kept in a cool, dry place, out of the reach of children, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Nexium IV will only be used if the solution is clear, the package is undamaged, and the use by expiry date marked on the pack has not been passed. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Any Nexium IV which is not used will be disposed of in a safe manner by your doctor or pharmacist. Nexium IV contains no antimicrobial agent. Each Nexium IV vial is for single use in one patient only. Any remaining contents should be discarded. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Constipation. Nausea or vomiting, diarrhea, headache, wind, stomach pain, skin rash, itchy skin, injection site reactions such as redness, discomfort or swelling, dizziness, dry mouth. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Muscle pain or weakness, joint pain, pins and needles, changes in sleep patterns, fever, mood changes, confusion, or depression, increase in breast size, males, increased bruising, increased sweating, hair loss, changes in vision, tremor, yellowing of the eyes and skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, severe skin reaction which may include rash, itching, redness, blistering, or peeling of the skin. This may be associated with a high fever and joint pains, blood in the urine, increased or decreased urine output, skin reaction, especially in sun-exposed areas, with joint pain, muscle twitching or jerking movements, irregular, fast, or slow heartbeat, loss of consciousness or awareness. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following. Occasionally, Nexium IV may be associated with changes in your liver or blood, which may require your doctor to do certain blood tests. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Some people may get other side effects while being given Nexium IV. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Nexium IV contains. Active ingredient, main ingredient. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Esomeprazole sodium. Disodium etidate. Sodium hydroxide. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Nexium IV looks like. Nexium IV is in powder form and has to be mixed with normal saline before injection or infusion. Ostar 96678. Who distributes Nexium IV? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311166. Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025. Nexium IV is a registered trademark of the AstraZeneca Group of Companies. AstraZeneca, 2025. VVRIM 01378517V12.0.